There are many individuals who often hold on to a misconception that if they don't believe in witchcraft, it cannot affect them. However, these individuals are unaware of how far their misconceptions deviate from reality. And when one disbelieves, dismisses, or outright rejects the existence of witchcraft, they are unknowingly giving witchcraft a significant advantage to oppress them without any resistance. This scripture clearly expresses this in Hosea 4 verse 6, where it says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Here are 12 dreams indicating witchcraft activities in your life. Number 1. Eating in your dreams. If you often find yourself eating in your dreams, it is a clear sign of witchcraft activities in your life. Sometimes, you might think the food you eat in your dreams are just ordinary food. Spiritually speaking, these things you're eating are not ordinary. These are actually demonic items that the kingdom of darkness uses to feed and pollute your spirit. These dream meals act as magnets and covenants between you and the powers and forces of darkness. For instance, if you frequently find yourself eating meat, blood, or anything uncommon in your dreams, it's a clear sign that the devil is feeding you with defiled food and forming a covenant with you. When you wake up from such dreams, it's important to start your day by fasting and praying. If you do so, you allow the Spirit of God to flush out any unclean things you may have consumed while asleep. Dog bites. Dogs are known to be domestic pets, or sometimes called man's best friend. But in the dream world, dogs are not always seen as man's best friend. They can take any shape or form. Dreaming of dog bites indicates signs of witchcraft attacks. Because dogs are often household pets, these types of witchcraft attacks often stem from those who are not far from you or those you trust. It could manifest as betrayals, illnesses, and broken relationships. Jesus said a man's enemies are those of his own household. But this doesn't mean that your family members might be witches or wizards, but it could mean that you are getting spiritual attacks from those you might not be suspecting. Number 3. Dead or deceased people. If you find yourself always dreaming about dead people, especially deceased relatives, it's highly likely that your dreams are unveiling generational curses. These curses might be looming over your life or already actively influencing it. The deceased relatives you see in your dreams are not actually your real departed loved ones. Instead, they are familiar spirits or masquerading spirits, which act as the enforcers of generational curses, carrying out the spiritual agreements made by past family members. Unfortunately, the dreamer is often unaware that these familiar spirits are forming covenants with them. Sadly, any interaction the dreamer has with these spirits can result in undesired consequences in the future. This perpetuates cycles of negative patterns and leads to defeat and failure, mirroring the lives of their deceased loved ones. The Bible tells us that God is the God of the living and not of the dead. Although the memories of our loved ones remain with us forever, we should always bear in mind that the devil can always use their forms or images to trick us. The Bible tells us that we should not communicate with the dead, and neither should we consult them. And so if you keep seeing dead people, it's clearly not a good sign. On the other hand, sometimes dreaming of dead people could also be a warning sign to you that your own life is in danger. It could be telling you that the spirit of death is looming over you personally. But fear not. You should pray and ask God to deliver you from such. Number 4. Beating or fighting. Have you ever had a dream where you find yourself getting beaten up by people? Well, it's a clear sign that you're going through a spiritual attack. But don't worry. I'll explain it in a way that makes sense. You see, when you dream about getting beaten up, it doesn't matter if you recognize the people doing the beating or not. The most important thing is that this dream might be trying to tell you about betrayal or even hatred from unexpected sources. It is telling you that your spirit man is being attacked by the forces of darkness. Number 5. Being tied or locked. Dreams where you see yourself in prison or locked up in a cage indicate that you have been placed in a spiritual cage via witchcraft. This means that there are spiritual limitations and restrictions in place on your life, which explains why you do have everything to succeed physically but cannot get ahead. If you don't pray against such dreams, they will manifest physically, leading to resistance to breakthrough. This dream can also be an indication of a difficult thing you are struggling to break free from, such as addictions or problems that tie you down. Pray and ask God to deliver you from any spiritual bondage. Number 6. Sexual dreams. Believe it or not, engaging in sexual activities in a dream is not just a physical thing. It's actually a spiritual thing. And it's not a good thing either. In fact, it's one of the strongest attacks that the forces of darkness can throw at anyone. When you have these types of dreams, you're not just having sex. You're actually engaging with spirits. Those people you see yourself engaging in the dream are actually demons that are polluting your spirit and sowing evil seeds of lust and sexual perversion into your life. Even if it's a face you know, don't get fooled by it. They are simply impersonating them. But it gets even worse. These sexual encounters in your dreams are actually tools of witchcraft, used to establish evil covenants that will have significant negative effects on your life. For example, you might have difficulty getting married, or when you do, you might have difficult marital problems, or maybe you'll have trouble getting pregnant if that's something you want. And even in the area of finances, you might experience difficulties. So the next time you have such a dream, don't just brush it off as something normal. Pay attention to it. It's not a good thing. Number 7. Burials. Dreaming of seeing your personal items buried in a graveyard, or on the property of someone else, or even your own property, indicates a witchcraft attack. If you also keep dreaming of seeing yourself in a casket or buried in a grave, this means the devil is heavily attacking your destiny, and you are considered dead spiritually. In Matthew 8 verse 22, Jesus said, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead." This means it's possible for a person to be alive, yet spiritually dead. Number 8. Dreaming of rats and roaches. Rats and roaches are pests that cause destruction. In dreams, they indicate household wickedness and the spirit of destruction. This too indicates witchcraft spirits of poverty being sent against the dreamer. If you dream that they are destroying your documents, this means the devil has launched attacks against your carrier. If you drink that they are destroying your footstock, it means that the devil has launched spiritual attacks against your provision. If you do not pray against these things, there will certainly manifest physically. This is not to create fear, because the Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear. The Bible also tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, and so God wants us to take charge and pray against these household wickedness. Number 9. Shaving your hair. If you often dream of people shaving or cutting off your hair, that is a clear sign the devil is working against your glory. If you have such dreams, it is important not to ignore them. Because if you do, they will certainly manifest, and you might find yourself losing out on your career, breakthroughs, or everything that is associated with you. This is also true if you dream of losing your wig or hair attachments. However, always remember there is nothing God cannot do. All authority and power belongs to Jesus. Number 10. Blood. Seeing blood in a dream is often never a good sign. This is especially true if the blood is yours. The Bible tells us that life is in the blood. And so if you dream and see yourself losing blood, this can be a warning sign against your life. If it is a pregnant woman, this can be a warning sign of the loss of her unborn child. However, it should always be noted that dreams are not meant to bring fear, but rather seen as an instrument through which God can reveal the plans of the enemy for us to pray against. So instead of being afraid or going into panic mode, you will do yourself much good if you take it to the Lord in prayers. Number 11. Bee stings. If you dream of bees chasing you or attacking you, this speaks of highly strategic spiritual attacks launched against you. These types of attacks are much different from usual attacks as they are strategic. Strategic attacks also call for strategic prayers. Dream 12. Being chased. Have you ever had a dream where you were being chased by a scary person or a fierce wild animal? It can be a really scary experience. But did you know that this type of dream could also be a sign of witchcraft activities? Yes, You heard me right. Dreams where you are being chased are an indication of witchcraft against you. And it's not just about running away from something in your dream. It's also about how you feel when you wake up. Do you still feel like you're being chased in real life, even when there's no one around you? That's also a sign that witchcraft activities might be affecting you. So, if you've been having these dreams, don't ignore them. It's important to seek help from God Almighty. Remember, God alone is powerful enough to deliver you. So there you have it. Thank you for watching. If you love our videos, please feel free to subscribe to our YouTube channel.